Enjoying the Climb, Not Just the Summit, by Joy McLean. Hear the Word of God. Not that I have already obtained all of this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Philippians 3, verse 12.
We are a summit-minded people. We like results. We are satisfied when we finally stand at the top of the mountain we've been climbing. After continually looking up, we feel deserving in finally taking in the breathtaking view. We look out and with great satisfaction see the result of our sweat and our perseverance. Often our mindset is to journey quickly, for we want to see the view. We want the outcome. We want our child home. We want the paperwork to push through. We just know that when we finally walk through the front door with our child we fought so hard to get, we can let out a huge sigh of relief. All will be well. The summit will have been reached. Or will it? The surreal feeling of finally having your child home is one of fulfillment and accomplishment. Your heart overflows with gratitude for God's blessing. However, the journey with that child is just beginning. God has been preparing you for the longer journey when the child struggles with his identity, or when he or she struggles in their behavior or is sad on their birthday. Are you paying attention to what you're experiencing along the way? Or are you so summit-minded that you cannot see your character and patience being strengthened along the way? Our battles will continue and go. We will see victories in our lives, and there will be those things that seem so distant, so unattainable, and so impossible. Some of our dreams will die along the way. Some of our dreams will come to fruition. We will be either coming out of a season of hardship or entering into one. Life itself is a mountain to climb. God doesn't view our lives as we do, as one successful summit after another. There will be victories in our lives. We will overcome areas of sin in our lives. We will learn to trust God as we journey with Him. But life isn't personal victories, isn't designed for our plaques or trophies of success. Rather, life is designed to get us ready for the greatest summit of all, when we see Him face to face. Don't miss the glory along the way. Don't miss God revealing Himself to you on those days when you feel like you cannot climb any longer. Don't think for a moment that God has lost the map and that you are on a wayward course. You are not in the open ocean, being tossed and covered by the waves of chaos and confusion. God is with you on your journey.